core Volkswagen brand. Keith Peters reporting.
Regulators in Colorado slapping Uber's parent company with an $8.9 million fine for allowing employees with serious criminal or motor vehicle offenses to work as drivers. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow up 135. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. No, it's not Tuesday, and it's not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark.
It is Tuesday. It is Tuesday.
It's not Thursday. Yeah. And that's probably an indication.
It starts with a T.
How well this day is going to go, because, well, I don't know, but we're going to do it anyway. 52 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for 66 today and a low of 52. A high of 71 on Wednesday and a low of 54. The rain seems to have gone away. Slight chance of showers today. On Thanksgiving Day, a chance of rain and 68 for a high and a low of 54. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 68. Saturday, a chance of showers again, and Sunday, a chance of rain. So these kind of rain patterns are just going to keep coming in and out, and that's a good thing. It's winter, and we need the rain, so we'll go with that. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning to
Good
you.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Can I say that safely?
Yeah.
Can I say that safely and not have you say it was inappropriate and I looked at you funny and you're gonna destroy my career?
You had a glint in your eye as you said that. And what did you exactly mean by that? I mean, I'm
right.
I mean, yeah. Before we went on the air, we were just kind of go. What about Charlie Rose? I'm having a hard time getting my hands wrapped around where they think they're going with all of this. I certainly applaud the fact that men should not do inappropriate things any place, or women.
You know unnamed public officials who acted in very inappropriate manners, but you looked them in the eye and said, that's BS. Don't do that. And they stopped, right?
And that's exactly right. I don't think that there's a woman, certainly someone of my age, who has worked in the field. And I was a legal secretary. I worked around male counterparts for years, people who were in authority of me. It would be naive and stupid to say that no one ever made an inappropriate statement or gesture in my presence. Having said that, That's just kind of the way of the world. Men are different than women. Usually you just let them know that that's not acceptable. You're not going to put up with it. And it went away. I think a lot of times, and I've witnessed it, when this whole sexual harassment thing first started about 25 years ago, when they got away with the reasonable man syndrome kind of theory, that would a reasonable person in reasonable circumstances be offended by that remark?
Yeah.
And they said, that no longer holds true. It now is, if that person, because of something going on in their life, at that particular moment is offended by what you said, then they're offended and you're liable.
And there's big money in being offended, thank you very much.
There are. And I will tell you that not only that, I have witnessed myself when I was on the Board of Supervisors. A couple of instances where allegations were filed and really nice gentlemen lost their jobs for inappropriate sexual harassment comments when they were just really being nice guys and trying to make someone feel good.
Yeah, do predators need to be called on it and held to account? Abso-freaking-lutely. But some of these chickens have come home to roost. More power to them. the Weinsteins and, you know, some of these politicians and some of these people. However, I see this thing avalanching.
Oh, it's
badly.
I see it as an absolute unending onion. You keep peeling, you're going to find something in every male's background over the age of 25 that they shouldn't have done. And then the sad part of it is you almost want to laugh as you look at some of the people making statements. Joe Biden?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? There isn't a picture in the world that doesn't have Joe Biden's hand someplace it doesn't belong. He's been referred to as the old Uncle Joe for years. It's a joke. And now he's out there talking about the inappropriate behavior of some of these people. He who stood by Bill Clinton and Hillary. You have to kind of just sit there and listen and watch and think, do these people not understand that we know about their backgrounds?
Well, the best defense is a good offense.
I guess. I don't know. And you know, I was hearing, you listen to all kinds of opinions about who do they think, I mean, why do they think this is happening, or why is it all of a sudden now? And I think there's no question that it started with the attempt so brilliantly failed to take Trump out over those charges.
Well, before that, Bill O'Reilly and all these other folks. If somebody is misbehaving, call them out on it. But I hear complaints from young women who say they are distressed at how there's a, excuse the phrase, wussification of the American male. And that's part of the reason why we're seeing these bizarre stories of the 20, 30-something school teacher seducing her students because things are flipped over.
Well, I think you're right. And you know, you made a comment before we went on the air, and probably you don't want to repeat that comment. but the point that you were making was,
oh God,
if this continues in this strain, we women who want our men to be outgoing and talkative and fun to be with, they're going to be afraid to open their mouth or take their hands out of their pocket.
You're going to see in the workplace robot men who are insulated, closed off. They come in, they say nothing, they hunch over the desk, and they're afraid to utter a word.
It's got to be. It's got to be because we live now in this society, and we've been talking about this for a long time. This is all ballooning because we've got places and campuses where people can't talk about anything because people need their safe space. Safe space. What is that? The safe space where nobody can talk about or do anything to hurt your feelings hurt your psyche. What is that?
Feminists, be careful what you wish for.
Tell them to shut up. I mean, I don't get the... I don't know. I just, I every day I listen to it and I watch it and I think, what is the old thing about people who live in glass houses don't throw stones? Mm-hmm. I think perhaps we don't have any glass houses left because they're all broken. There isn't anybody. I just don't know where it ends. And I think the whole thing obviously is that they are guilty as soon as the accusation is made. One hand say that every woman needs to be absolutely believed. And on the other hand, say that they're innocent until they're proven guilty. You can't have it both ways. Yeah. Should any allegation be investigated? Absolutely.
True. I'm with that.
I think that's absolutely true. But I think we don't assume they're guilty just because someone made the accusation. Certainly not in this climate. Yeah. I mean, I'll take the Alabama issue just because I think Judge Moore, in my opinion... I think that's a lot of hockey puck. I don't think that there's anything to that. I think that a couple of those things have been misproven, and I think that is the Republican Party and the swamp trying to take him out. And you got to show me proof of any one of those before I think that's accurate.
I am worried about a cry wolf effect because all it's going to take is one or two of these cases to be shown to be false. And it will take the wind out of the sails. And in some cases, the real creeps who need to be taken out will walk. And that's wrong, too.
Well, and that's exactly right. And I think there's no question that a lot of that's going to happen because there's surely picking and choosing who they really want to go after at this point.
Yep.
With that said,
this portion of Free Fire Radio, by the way, we're going to take your calls, area code 530-605-4567. Weigh in on the conversation, what we're talking about this morning, or whatever you want to bring up. We're good for at least till 7:30 with whatever you want to bring into the conversation. Also, the chat room, KCNR1460.com. Click on Listen and Chat. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642. That's 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Discover the East Reading residential community of Shastina Ranch, built by Palomar Builders. Located off Airport Road with a regional park, walking trails, decorative streetlights, sidewalk planters, view lots, fabulous open spaces with close proximity to quality schools. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. These homes are priced from $356,800 to $518,800. Contact Rhonda Culp at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Discover the residential community of River Point, built by Palomar Builders, located in South Reading, with large deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. For limited time, take advantage of our current buyer's credit of $5,000 for pre-sale homes and $8,000 for existing inventory. This credit may be used for closing cost upgrades or landscape and is a limited time offer. Contact Debbie Morgan at Coldwell Banker CNC Properties or stop by one of our model homes today to take advantage of this fabulous offer.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back. This is Tuesday, and it's about 20 minutes after 7, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at 605-4567 and join in our Free Fire conversation this morning.
Much as we hate to think about it, I think we have reached a point in time where if you're walking down the street, We're not quite in the Wild West, but boy, there are days when it sure feels like it.
I understand that. Perhaps we had an incident yesterday that was interesting here.
So if you choose to go responsibly armed, and I'm going to underline that, responsibly, check out Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur in Reading, our favorite firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service, always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
You know, Bob, that's an interesting topic because I still we have a lot of stuff going on in this world, and all we want to talk about is Russia and sex abuse. Sexual harassment, which I think are two things that neither one are the main things that are targeting this country. We've got one of the things that the epidemic
crisis.
That's going on and the drugs in our society. The other thing that bothers me a lot is this continual, constant attack on our Second Amendment rights. They just can't seem to get out of their own way on trying to pass really, really bad, stupid gun laws. And we keep finding that in almost every instance, the actions that are taking place in all of our communities, there isn't any kind of a gun law that would have prohibited those actions or stopped that person from having possession of that gun. One of the things I think that bothers me the most about this is the gun-free zones established where they have a big sign that advertises to the world that this is a gun-free zone, specifically where our children are concerned.
You know, when you stick your head in the sand, guess where your butt is?
Yeah. Yeah. I have such a... I mean, it almost makes chills run down my back when I drive onto a campus or a school or any place that is labeled gun-free zone. And because most of those areas are, let's face it, pretty easy to access if you want to. There's not a lot of security surrounding them, certainly not on our school campuses, and not nearly enough to label them gun-free zones and then not allow anybody around except the crazy person with a gun. And they seem to be able to get in without any problem at all. That makes no sense to me. I think it would make more sense to put up a sign that says, this is not a gun-free zone, or there are people on this campus armed, want to guess who they are. Anything this is an armed campus. How about that?
This is a secure campus.
This is a secure campus. Perfect.
That way you're not freaking people out, but you are making it clear to anybody with working brain cells that there's something in place.
Exactly. And that
don't show your cards.
And that if you're going to go in there, somebody else is going to be in there armed similarly to how you are. So be aware that this is not a shooting target zone, which is kind of what I think we're labeling. I wonder how it would be if perhaps we put a proposition on the ballot. I think most sane individuals would vote for it, that indicated that perhaps all of the meetings of elected officials in the state of California shall be held in the same atmosphere as mandated for our children to attend school, i.e. gun-free zones.
Yeah.
No exceptions. How do you think they could say, no, they can't have their armed people around them. They can't have concealed weapons. They got to meet in the same circumstances that they have mandated our children meet in.
Well,
if it's safe enough for our kids, why isn't it safe enough for them?
Now, I can't speak to the local organization, but I know that city councils and other jurisdictions, the big dais that they're sitting behind has a Kevlar liner in it.
Exactly.
The audience is sort of out there, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at that, but they have... in a lot of instances, most of our elected officials have, screenings before they go in. Not locally, I mean, the city council and what have you. But how about the people that are making those gun-free zone laws, in Washington and in Sacramento? Certainly they are not, sitting there in a gun-free, unprotected
atmosphere.
The legislature
lives in a bubble with, highway patrol officers in plain clothes guarding the entrances, they're safe. They got an armed guy at the entrance to the parking garage. How many of these leaders live in enclaves with gated communities?
Exactly.
And so they're happy to pass all kinds of restrictive laws that limit our ability to protect ourselves. Well, you've got police. You don't need to be armed. Really, the police are 20 minutes away. The incident's over in two. Do the math, Bunky.
Well, there you go. And it certainly, and there isn't ever going to be enough money ever, no matter how many taxes we pass and how many ludicrous decisions we make to raise funds, to have a police officer available at every time that something happens. We have to be, number one, responsible and a little grown up about our own safety. And I think that goes with being, I personally believe that we need to have our homes protected. And we need to do that ourselves with proper training. As you indicated earlier, I don't want anybody out there running around with a gun that doesn't know how to use it, hasn't been properly trained
in it,
and is not legally possessing it.
Right.
I think that the legal possession thing goes a little wild. I think I can, if I have not committed a felony or any other bad thing, then I don't think I need a whole lot of anything else to possess a gun. I think that's my God-given right. I will go along with their, what I believe to be totally unconstitutional requirement that I have a concealed weapons permit. I'll even go along with some of the new laws that they've put in. I'm not sure that everybody is going to go along with everything they keep passing, though. I think most of us will at some point end up to be lawbreakers because we will not be abiding by the ludicrous laws that they put on us to
right.
have our guns.
The whole thing is here, in my view, that as long as it is legal for citizens to carry, that puts an element of doubt in the mindset of at least the more rational of the bad guys. Remove that element of doubt, and you have gone from you've become a soft target, guaranteed.
I think that's well put. I think that's absolutely right. I had someone say to me the other day when we were going into the Cascade Theater that they were awfully glad, this was their comment, they were awfully glad that the Cascade was now searching everyone for concealed weapons. And I have to tell you that I had the exact opposite reaction, because I always kind of thought when you're sitting in the Cascade, and I probably shouldn't say things like this, but when you're sitting in there, you're really kind of an easy target. There's not a lot of ways out of there.
Yeah. Any theater. Yeah.
Any theater. I mean, so I was always quite comforted by the fact that when I looked through the crowd, I could almost always identify 10, 15 people that I was pretty sure were packing. And I felt real comfortable having that there. Now, if they're going to actually keep everybody from doing that, I'm going to have a whole different feeling sitting in some of these theaters when I don't know, or I do know, that there isn't anybody else in there that has a gun.
Right. So we got Bob from Reading on the line. All the cool guys are named Bob, but of course I spell my name backwards. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, good morning. You know, something you folks ought to look into is the Constitution of the United States of America.
Oh, I've looked into it.
Because you don't need a CCNR to carry a gun. By the United States of America, you are supposed to be carrying a weapon at all times to protect the United States of America from people who may try to take it over. And these people that are going out shooting people, they're trying to take it over. So this is our natural thing put on by our government in this Constitution of the United States to carry a gun. You don't even need a CCNR.
Bob, so you think that anybody can just pack a gun no matter what problems they might have?
No, not people with problems. The Constitution does not get into all of that. But what it does state is that people that can legally carry a weapon, man, woman, or child, should be carrying a gun to protect the United States of America. And what we got to protect it from more than anything is our own government.
And, you know, I think that you make some comments that I wouldn't argue with. And thank you so much
coming
for calling
on
in.
Coming up on the break, Bob.
Coming up on the break. But I appreciate your opinion. I appreciate your opinion. And I would only say that, unfortunately, we don't live under just that Constitution anymore. We also provided in that Constitution for a legislative branch that can change that, and unfortunately a judicial branch that can then interpret it. One of the issues we deal with now, I think, that is the worst, is the judicial interpretation of many of our laws that really needs to be taken a look at. Having said that, it's time for a break, and we've got Turtle Bay coming in after the break, and please join us.
All righty. Well, it's 7:30, and right off... Well, you know what? I will do this after the break because I got to clear my throat. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell. With decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 1460, it is 7:33, this portion of the program. Brought to you by Black Bear Diner. Start off your night with a big juicy burger and a real old-fashioned shake. Or start your day with a big stack of pancakes and eggs at Black Bear Diner. Something for everyone. Get huge portions of good old-fashioned family food at great prices for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Find them on Hilltop at Cypress, just off I-5, and feed your inner bear.
And good morning. This is Trish Clark, and yes, it is Tuesday. It's not Thursday. And if you think you've just lost 2 days in your life again. No, you're good. Please give us a call if you've got something you'd like to join us about with 605-4567. We are joined in the studio now with Joanne and Seth from Turtle Bay.
Good morning.
Can't wait to find out what you're going to tell us about what's going on at Turtle Bay.
Oh, well, at Turtle Bay, we are really thankful, first of all, for all of our supporters, and we are getting ready for Giving Tuesday. I'm sure everyone is.
Absolutely. I was talking about that last week. Absolutely. Giving Tuesday is coming up.
Yes, so we are always excited for this time of year because the Shasta Regional Community Foundation makes it possible for the donations that are given to Turtle Bay and all our nonprofits in town to
in Shasta County and Siskiyou County
to be all those donations to be amplified by the incentive fund pool that they provide. So anyone who goes to NorthStateGives.org and searches for their favorite nonprofit, all those donations are amplified by the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, so that people can feel like their donations get
enhanced.
Get enhanced.
Yes. And I really just the North State Giving is such a big thing in this community in Siskiyou County. Put together, you know, what is this, about the third or fourth year of that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great. There are nonprofits, as you indicate, all over Shasta County that are partaking of that. And I always have to throw in a little bit of a plug for the Frontier Senior Center. After you click on Turtle Bay, back up and go up to the Frontier
Senior
Center.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, we always try to have fun with it, and there's a couple of new things this year. You can go now to that site, pick your nonprofit, and schedule your donation.
Yes.
So some people get busy and inundated once the holidays start. You know, we're off to the races. So it's great. Right now you can go online. You can choose your nonprofit. You can click Donate Now, and it pops up. You're scheduling a donation, and you enter all your information, and then on Giving Tuesday it just automatically happens. So you don't even have to think about it.
I think that's a good thing, and for people, as you indicate, because this is such a hectic time of year. You get through Thanksgiving, and then it seems like it's New Year's. It just goes. So that's a really good thing that they have from the 14th to do that.
Yeah, and at Turtle Bay, we're lucky because we have our CEO, Mike Warren, is he's a good sport, and he always lets us use him as some sort of incentive to get our folks to give. So this year, last year, he was he said if we got to $12,000 raised on Giving Tuesday, he would allow us to dunk him in our aquarium. So we did that last year.
Oh, and what has he offered himself up for this year?
This year, I think, is even better. Really hard to beat the aquarium dunking. However, everyone probably knows the show Elf, the movie. And Mike, we have found a costume, an elf costume. Mike has agreed to, if we get to $12,000 this year, to dress up as Buddy the Elf and greet people at the door on December 2nd, on Saturday morning.
Oh, please let me. I must write that down.
Please do. He has agreed that he would do that. And it happens to be J.F. Shea Day at Turtle Bay, which is a discount day. So we anticipate there's going to be lots of folks coming in. It's only $2 admission that day. So Mike will be there, and he will be meeting and greeting, and we are really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to make a donation to Turtle Bay just to make sure you make your $12,000.
Yes.
And then I'll tell Mike I'll see him that day for sure.
He is so excited. I can't tell you how excited he was that we actually found the costume for him.
Funny. Yeah. Good sport. You're right.
Yeah.
All right. So what else is going on?
We have weekly and monthly things that are continuing to happen. One of the biggest things that we have that has continued to be popular are aquatic adventures, and those happen every day that we're open at 10:30. And that's a chance for guests to come in and see how our staff feed our aquatic adventures and gives a lot of educational information about our beaver. And then some of our other weekly stuff have been...
So how would a person arrange to do that?
So if you're a member, it's free, and it's at every day that we're open at 10:30 a.m., and it's just in the museum.
Anyone who comes in just can...
And it's just kind of a group that gathers around. The aquarium is usually where it's at, and just watch, and our staff will start at 10:30 talking about the fish and the beaver right there in the aquarium.
I have had Timber the beaver cross my lap. It was kind of an interesting experience.
Yeah, yep, we offer that experience.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that.
Yep. You can schedule your own personal time with Timber the beaver. And that's called Behind the Scenes, and that's something that you can do through our animal department.
Okay. Yeah. How fun is that? Yeah. And that's every morning at 10:30?
Every morning that we're open. And yep, and the winter park hours are, we're open every day except Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Yep, so Wednesday through Sunday.
And the hours open. Are?
For weekdays, we're open from 9 to 4, and on the weekends, we're open from 10 to 4.
And then, of course, there's from time to time special events that are going on at Turtle Bay as well that are outside those normal hours.
There are some. Yep, there are some that, mm-hmm. that occur. But during the winter, we keep everything within those days, Wednesday through Sunday.
And like this Saturday, because the holiday weekend, a lot of people in town, Saturday night we're having an ugly sweater making party, sort of. So you can come from, I think it's 5 to 7. On Saturday night, and we provide, you bring your ugly sweater or
a sweater you'd like to make ugly.
Exactly. And we provide all the other stuff, and it's just a fun party. It's a 21 and over event, and people can come and just decorate your ugly sweater and have fun.
Oh, fun. Yeah. That's the ugly sweater thing, sure.
Another program that continues to be popular is our Little Explorers group, and that meets every Thursday from 10 to 11, and that's designed for kids around 5 years old to come with their caregivers and experience something different every month. And there's a lesson time and craft time, and it just continues to be a really popular attraction for parents and caregivers to bring their kids to.
Okay, and is this members only, or?
So this and other, all of our other events are free for members or included in park admission. So if someone pays the day pass fee, then they have access to all the things that we offer on a weekly and daily basis.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I think that we take for granted that everyone in the community is totally and completely aware of Turtle Bay and what goes on. And unfortunately, that simply isn't true. I find that with almost anything I'm involved in, you get so intimate with the things mm-hmm. that you're doing, and it just, you're amazed that everybody in Shasta County doesn't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So by way of background, let's just kind of give them a Turtle Bay quick snapshot of where it is and what's going on and what it is.
Well,
you want to take a stand? You want me to?
I know, but you know, wow, and there's somebody out there right now that's going, "Wow, I'm so glad she's doing that because I have no idea where Turtle Bay is."
Yeah, I know it's hard. It was hard for us to believe. I know you have to get out of your little silo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Turtle Bay for the biggest picture, I think for us is it's really a vibrant community gathering place where we feel like it's a point that we strengthen our community and allow people to come together to do all sorts of different things, allow our kids to come and learn and get educated. A lot of field trips happen at Turtle Bay. We've also got an area where all ages can come and just be able to enjoy and really see how nature affects all of us and how we're all interdependent, whether it's from the aquatic adventures or out to wildlife woods where we have all sorts of animals who are they've gotten there because they are non-releasable wild animals, but our animal staff has done such an amazing job, you know, training wild animals. They do animal shows. They are so incredibly well cared for. Sharon Clay, our animal curator, is sort of renowned for some of her kind of groundbreaking animal training practices. So from animals to, then we also have exhibitions that we bring in that are things that people in this area would have to travel to go see. Mm-hmm. So like this summer, our blockbuster exhibition is going to be the world's largest dinosaur. So you're going to be able to see a world-class exhibition from the American Museum of Natural History in New York
Wow.
that's coming here. So And also then we also really delve deep into all the history of this area and what makes us special. And, you know, from the building of the dam to the Native American heritage to
the timber industry
forest camp is devoted to, you know, the timber industry and learning all about that. And we're right now actually really exciting for us, in addition to building a hotel, we're also completely revamping our forest camp. So our mill building is going to be completely redone inside with a smoke jumper exhibition and just really just everything's going to be brand new, new play areas, really, really exciting time for Turtle Bay, and we hope to really bring that to the community.
Okay, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
745 KCNR 1460, this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading. It is Man's Last Stronghold, 244-9478, Cypress Square Barbershop.
Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California. Over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And it is now 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
My favorite
game. Indeed. 2225 Hilltop Drive, 222-2750. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, Four Winds Jewelry. It's Trisha's favorite store. It's Linda's favorite store. And guys, the season is upon us. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, community radio for the North State, KCNR1460.com, if you'd like to jump into the chat room, or give us a call at 605-4567. This is Trish Clark, and if you're just tuning in, no, you didn't miss 2 days. It's not Thursday. It's just Tuesday. We're joined in the studio with Joanne and Seth from Turtle Bay, and we've just kind of given a background. And one more thing, so to remind everybody where it's located.
We're at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive, or Sundial Drive. I forget which one
Sundial
it is.
Bridge.
Sundial Bridge Drive. A lot of people know where the Sundial Bridge is. Turtle Bay encompasses that Sundial Bridge, and then our museum is right next door to that. And that's, I think, what people are most familiar with in this area, being the symbol of Reading, basically, is the Sundial Bridge.
Exactly, yeah. And down where the convention center and the old posse grounds, for those of us that have been around a long time before all of that.
Yes.
Same area all down there where that's at. And I still think it's amazing. I'm still amazed because the reason I brought that up was because I ran into somebody the other day who said, Turtle Bay Museum, I don't know where that is. And I just went, oh, okay. So then, and then they were old-timers who had been around here a long time, actually, and finally figured it out from the posse grounds and the rodeo grounds. And they went, oh, yeah, I know where that's at. Well, okay, that, you know, so obviously they haven't been to a rodeo in a while.
Yeah.
Well, it would benefit people, especially this time of year, to go down there because our museum store has really incredible gifts. So it's really kind of a neat place to find, especially if you're going to buy something for someone who's out of the area.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of Sundial Bridge items, but we also have really, really top-notch gifts that are you would find in any gift boutique. So the store, really, we have a great buyer, and people could check that out as well.
And I think that the Kalatar, the bridge, certainly I've run into people all over the world who know about the bridge. When you say Reading, that they don't maybe know anything else. A lot of them don't even know how hot it is, which it used to be what you'd always get if you'd say Reading. And now, but a couple of times I have actually run into people that say, oh, that's where the bridge is.
Right, and that's a lot of times how the conversation starts when I'm talking to people about Turtle Bay is first referencing the Sundial Bridge. And then I find often that people don't really know that much about the museum. They might know that it's there, but the size and its capacity and what it offers is really, I found, to be unknown to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I often first start there. I talk about the museum and how that is the start of Turtle Bay, the Turtle Bay experience. And within there, there's rotating exhibitions that come in. About three times a year, there's a new exhibition. Coming up next year, we have a really exciting dinosaur exhibit that's going to be really popular. And beyond the museum, we have the animals. And, you know, to simplify it, it is a small little zoo. I know our animal department would not like me saying zoo, mostly because they really distinguish themselves as a wildlife park. All the animals that we have are rescue animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they make it pretty known that
they're not there
not
in captivity. They're there
exactly.
Now because they can't exist.
And and within the forest camp, there's a mill building, as we suggested, or as we talked about earlier. And that's where all the animals live. They have all their own exhibit within the forest camp. We're building a new playground there, so that's going to be an awesome feature for families to come. We've been working on that for quite some time, and we're really excited to open that. We're looking to open that in the next couple months.
Oh, my.
And then beyond the Sundial Bridge and the museum and the forest camp, there's, of course, the gardens, and that's a big attraction to people crossing over the Sundial Bridge. The botanical gardens over there are an amazing experience to see. There's plants that are designed in different regions that you can't really see anywhere else in this area, including like South America, South Africa. All the Mediterranean climates are represented in that garden. And so that's a world-class experience that a lot of people aren't fully aware of, and they may even walk through the gardens and not know exactly all the thought and time that's been put into designing those gardens.
What I've always liked about the garden, and I've visited it at different times of the year, and I always try to do that because it's so different in different times with different things that are really, you know, maybe blooming or not blooming. But it's always it's all very natural.
Yeah.
And it's
And even an extension of the gardens, we offer a nursery that a lot of people don't know about. It's open every Friday and Saturday to the public for people to come in and buy a lot of those drought-tolerant plants that are specific for a Mediterranean climate.
And then you have a great sale. What time of the year is that in the nursery?
Sale?
The plant sale.
Usually it's in one in the spring and one in the fall.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We do a lot of promoting for that, so you'll hear about that in the spring.
And a lot of those plants are propagated there, so they do really well. So a lot of times you take them home and they die because they've been shipped in from somewhere else. Our nursery staff propagates a lot of those plants so that when you bring them home, they grew up here, so they're just fine.
They yeah. do well in the, they are surrounded.
They are acclimated to this
yeah.
area.
Yeah. Yep, drought tolerant.
Very good. So what? Okay, we've got about,
we were.
We've got about 5 minutes left. What else do we want to cover before this?
Well, we touched on the store a moment ago, but we do have a Black Friday sale on Friday. It's 25% off of everything in the store in the morning of Black Friday. And then for the remaining of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 75% off all of our clearance items.
Wow.
And there is a tremendous amount of Redding and California and Sundial Bridge specific memorabilia there. You really can't find anywhere else. And of course, Turtle Bay things, but great gift items for the upcoming holidays. Mm-hmm. It's a really great way to support Turtle Bay, buying from them. And the museum store is right there next to the museum, right next to the Sundial Bridge.
And I always like to promote that for the holidays. Sometimes people don't think about it, but membership is a great gift to give to maybe a whole family. Maybe there's...
great idea.
Yeah. Membership is one of the ways that we sustain the park and help to pay for everything that we're able to provide. So a membership is... well, in my estimation, not that expensive. An individual membership is $55. It gets you, and a family membership is $80, and that gets you access all year long. So an individual allows you to have yourself plus one guest every time you come, and a family membership allows two adults and then up to four kids every time you come. So all year long for less than $7 a month. You can have a membership to Turtle Bay, and at the same time that you're getting something, Turtle Bay certainly is getting something because we rely on those funds to really help us operate and provide all that we do.
Absolutely, yeah, that's great. And I just had a thought come in and out of my brain that I wanted to cover before, and I totally forgotten what it was. But so, any final thoughts for before we go? We've got about 3 minutes left.
Well, I guess I could also talk about when we're thinking about gift giving. And at Turtle Bay, we have a program called River of Turtles that is a, you can kind of see it on the side as you walk into the museum, but there's a whole bevy of turtles that have names on them or in honor of or in memory of or celebrating the birth
Sounds
of.
Sounds like a folk song.
Yeah. so you can buy a turtle, put someone's name on it, and then we put it on the wall, and they're there for perpetuity. We have families who always come and want to try to find their turtle that's on the wall.
Oh, fun.
So
yeah.
For the holidays, it's another great thing. You could buy someone. For someone who's got it all, or maybe for someone you want to remember, or maybe someone was just born, lots of different reasons, and those turtles are available. You can buy them online, and they're getting engraved, and we put them on the wall, and it's a really beautiful way that we decorate, and also it also helps the park.
Absolutely, and I just remembered what I was going to say. The progress on the hotel that's being built, and status, any idea when it's going to be open?
Yeah, drum roll, please. Go ahead, Seth.
We're opening in January.
Get out. Really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was further down the line than that.
And you can go online to SheridanReading.com to start booking now. You can book rooms. Starting in January, and we've been doing a lot of tours and getting a lot of feedback, and we've gotten tremendous feedback, even from Sheridan, from the company, that this is a fantastic and very unique hotel that's really integrated with Turtle Bay and the Turtle Bay experience. And Turtle Bay members get a discount on rooms and in the restaurant, so that's another thing that we've been talking about. You know, if you're a Turtle Bay member, you get 10% off in the hotel and in the restaurant year-round. And the restaurant is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's really the only restaurant in that whole area by the Civic Auditorium.
Exactly. That's marvelous.
So that's going to be a big draw for people to come just to experience the restaurant
itself.
Pet-friendly
patio.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm so glad I asked that because I haven't actually – Well, it's been maybe a month since I drove down there and made a lot of progress. So January, big doings then.
Yep. The big things to still do are the landscaping outside and some of the final touches inside. But I just did a tour on Friday with the hotel staff, and it's looking fantastic. It's a really special hotel that I think
how
a lot of people
are going to
like.
How many rooms is it now?
130.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's a big addition. And after all of the discussion and build up to it, that's
angst.
We
are just as exciting as anyone else.
I would imagine. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's going to be a big.
Just had a huge job fair too. So a lot of new hires.
Oh,
really
I bet. Out. Yeah, because that's going to be. That was going to be my next question. How many jobs are we speaking of? Lots of good jobs.
Between 50 and 70.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. This has been Turtle Bay, and in the next hour, I'm going to have City Manager Jeff Keyser with me from the City of Anderson, and we'll be right back with you after this news.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Veteran Democratic Congressman John Conyers now denying allegations of sexual harassment, insisting he's innocent of any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, the House Speaker is chiming in on the issue in general.
Paul Ryan issued a statement calling the allegations extremely troubling. Without mentioning Conyers by name, Ryan says people who work in the House deserve and are entitled to a workplace without harassment or discrimination. Last week, Ryan ordered a review of the way that Congress handles such allegations, and he issued a new policy requiring all members to undergo sexual harassment training.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. CBS This Morning co-host Charlie Rose accused of sexual misconduct. The accusations from eight women. Rose, suspended by CBS, apologizes for his behavior. A firefighter says a house where six people were found dead early today was fully engulfed in flames when his crew arrived at the scene. The fire in Dixon, Illinois, about 90 miles west of downtown Chicago. Well, more of us went house shopping and house buying last month.
The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 2% in October to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.48 million. That's the fastest pace since June. Meanwhile, the market is still suffering from a dwindling supply of available homes. Sales have slipped 0.9% from a year ago, and the number of available homes has fallen 10.4% from a year earlier to just 1.8 million.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The father of a border agent who died in West Texas after suffering extensive injuries says his son's head was basically destroyed. A second agent who was also injured and radioed for help reportedly has no memory of exactly what happened. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow's up 167, the NASDAQ 67 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
China's largest social network and gaming firm, Tencent Holdings, first Asian business with a market value of more than $500 billion, and its WeChat app is responsible for much of the impressive bottom line.
What started out as a messaging platform now lets you pay, order a taxi, invest, get a takeaway. Tencent is hoping to expand its offering abroad, crucially that ability to pay using a scan of the app. But it's proving difficult to get users outside China to embrace it. The company has long agreed to censor content here in line with the demands of the Chinese government. And there are also persistent concerns about security because, unlike some other messaging apps, communications on it are not encrypted.
That's BBC's Robin Brandt. The top military chiefs of Russia, Turkey, and Iran reportedly agreeing to coordinate efforts in Syria to defeat ISIS. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A federal judge permanently blocking the president's executive order cutting funds to sanctuary cities.
U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick rejected the administration's argument that the executive order applies only to a relatively small pot of money and said Trump cannot set new conditions on spending that's been approved by Congress. The judge had previously made the same arguments in a ruling that put a temporary hold on the executive order that targeted the so-called sanctuary cities. The Trump administration appealed that decision. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera says, quoting now, "President Trump might be able to tweet whatever comes to mind, but he can't grant himself new authority because he feels like it." Shirley Smith, Washington.
Tesla wants to electrify a new kind of vehicle, big trucks. The company has taken the wraps off its new electric semi-tractor trailer near its design center in California. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. Yes, this is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And if you just think, wait a minute, it's not Thursday, you're right. It isn't Thursday, it's Tuesday. And this is not Carl and Linda, it's Trish Clark. And I'm joined with Bob Belongi.
Yes, in fact, on Thursday, you'll be hearing a replay of our Veterans Day program. And then the following day, Friday, we are taking the day off, so you'll hear a replay of our recent visit with Tom Bosenko. So we got you covered. And tomorrow, I believe, we have Maria Salas and Vint Stevenson will be
all
in
right.
Studio.
Okay, so just a different week. It's 52 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 66 and a low of 51. A slight chance of showers throughout the day. And mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, we're looking for a high of 71, low of 54, and partly sunny. A slight chance of rain on Wednesday night. Thanksgiving Day, a chance of rain, high of 68, and a low of 53. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 66, a chance of rain on Friday night. Chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday. Kind of the same weather pattern repeating itself, a little bit of sunshine and lots of rain, and that's a good thing. The lake, as we speak, and this is like November, which is just unheard of, but we're 51 feet from the top, which is, that's really good. Lots of water. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And my guest this hour is our city manager from the city of Anderson, Jeff Keither. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. Good morning.
All kinds of exciting things to look forward to and going on in the city of Anderson.
Absolutely. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. So last night, City Council had a special meeting.
We did.
And we talked about medical marijuana.
Recreational marijuana.
Recreational marijuana.
Prop 64.
Yes. And so what were we talking about and what was the decision?
Well, the city of Anderson has had a moratorium on the Prop 64 recreational marijuana. Last night was the time to extend or do something different. Council chose to extend, and for good reason. We continue to see more changes. We're probably not a huge fan of jumping right out there when government's involved in implementing new things, so they tend to change their minds a little bit on exactly how things are go. So we are choosing to sit back and kind of watch some of these things and see how it plays out. Specifically, Jeff Sessions. And how he is going to play out. He is our top cop in the nation, so to speak. And what will the administration want on a nationwide basis? Because there's a lot of issues out there right now. And then also we're watching some other cities. Fontana in particular is doing, they have some ordinance, local ordinances, to try and control odor in some of those things. And they're in a big lawsuit. So Rather than put things on the books that may not work out, we're going to sit back and watch a little further so we can refine our ordinances to come out once and come out correct.
You know, I would invite, there was a great editorial, and I don't even know where I saw it, but it came out of Colorado just recently. They're having their five-year anniversary of introducing this recreational marijuana into their community, and I just invite everybody to read that before you think about doing it, because, boy, they didn't have a darn good thing to say about the results or the community or anything about it.
Isn't that really interesting? We don't hear a lot about the negative side of this in the media. Do your research. Really kind of look at Colorado, because, boy, there's some big issues out there. You know, we've heard things like, oh, the black market will go away. Well, no, it's gotten worse.
Yeah.
And
the homelessness population has gotten worse. And the drunk drive, or the vehicle accidents while impaired has tripled.
Absolutely. The interesting one brought up last night was employers are having trouble finding employees.
Everybody tests, and they're still operating 5 years later under the whole thing that we look at now about when you pull somebody over, they're impaired, they have no measurement for marijuana. They have not arrived at an adequate...
Not specifically. Obviously, we can tell you're under the influence.
Exactly.
But a specific test for that is difficult today's day and age. City of Anderson's always been very conservative with this. I look for us to continue down that road. But when we do come out with our ordinance, we're going to let some others kind of test the waters and some of the laws that are out there right now. So we come out fairly strong when we do. And I'd look for that, you know, early 2018.
Yeah, well, I'd hope that we could convince them that we just don't need it. We'll let everybody else do it, because I'm not convinced by any stretch of anybody's imagination that you're going to make enough money off of the taxes and or whatever you're going to charge and sales tax and whatever that you're going to earn to account and take care of the problems that you're going to call into the process.
Well, and I think we'd absolutely agree with you. But I don't think that's been talked about a lot.
Yeah.
One, everybody, you know, you hear this, oh, there's great revenue in this. Well, you have to have a sales tax measure to gain any of that revenue. And then what are your costs to facilitate that operation? And there's nobody in Colorado, no cities just going through the roof in cash.
That simply just has not been I have some friends who are from Colorado and have friends or have family that still live there. And I'm going to tell you that they have nothing positive. The citizens there don't have anything positive to say about it, except those that have moved in there because it's a great place to get free drugs and what have you. And I don't think we want to increase that population in Shasta County. So.
No, I think, though, I'm very proud of our city council in Anderson. They're very family-focused and what's best for the community. And I think that's all we can ask. What really is best for the Anderson community, and what do we want our city to look like? And so we're having those difficult conversations, and good for the Anderson City Council.
Oh, I think that, I'm appreciative, and I applaud them for I think, we're doing a good job right now in the city of Anderson. I'm proud of our council and our staff. The fire department, everything is, the police department's looking good, and jump right in. We've got a few minutes before we go to break. We'll start talking about an event last night after that meeting.
Absolutely.
Badges and Beards.
So what a great event. This is something Lieutenant Harpum brought to us with No Shave November, and this really goes, the focus is, in our case, childhood cancer, and specifically, I think it's retinoblastoma. It's an eye cancer that a young man named Jerry has in our town. Jerry has already lost one eye to this horrific disease, may lose the other one. It's a devastating form of childhood cancer. And so Anderson PD has taken on this cause through a fun way. No Shave November. Obviously, our cops are meant to, you know, by our standards, be very clean shaven and professional. And
they're looking a little scruffy, yeah, I gotta say.
A few of them have kind of ventured to
nice.
The other side there. But what
a lot of undercover cops running around Anderson.
It does. It looks like we have a big CINTIF population in our police force right now. But
it does.
Hey, last night, Players Pizza in town helped us host Badges and Beards, and what a great turnout. By the time I got over there after city council, not a parking spot left in the center, not a spot to sit in Players Pizza. All of our officers were there that could be there. All of the public that could be there was in there. The Anderson football team, which is also a benefit of this, they were there because we're going to help them buy some new equipment with some of the funds. But they also went out of their way to recognize Jerry last night, gave him some swag from the Anderson football team, a helmet and great stuff. And what a way to make a great difference in a child's life. But way to go, Anderson Police Department, because policing is more than just showing up and talking to the bad guy. This is an opportunity to interact with your police force in a good time and see the good things they do and how they help shape our community in a positive way.
And you know, I can't say enough about the difference that having those police officers around and in our community makes. Our kids are on a regular basis are interacting with the police department in a positive manner.
Absolutely.
And I think that is just so special for where we're going.
Well, and ridding that feeling that you should only see police in a bad situation.
And if you see a policeman coming, then, oh my gosh, there's a bad thing happening.
Right. And police are good.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break for some messages from our sponsors.
And thank you very much, Trish. It's 8:15, and this portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane Home Helpers is an in-home care service that is more than an in-home health care agency. They're an extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest at home.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And it's 818 on KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at usgunpro.com. And, Trish, before I throw it back to you, a comment in the chat room, tongue-in-cheek, that we're now a sanctuary county for guns. The new ruling from Judge Oreck says states can have sanctuary from the federal laws, so it must follow that county can have sanctuary from state. So let me know how that works out.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing because, the whole sanctuary thing, we've discussed that, and I'm speaking of the city of Anderson, they were the only ones in Shasta County or that I'm aware of in the North State that jumped in there and said, yeah, and I don't think so. We're going to follow federal law, and we're not going to buy into this sanctuary city nonsense. So,
exactly.
And I applaud that because that just makes good sense. I'm liking the decisions and the direction the city of Anderson is headed in, which we've got a great event coming up in Anderson for Christmas. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, Christmas in Anderson. This Sunday starts at 4 o'clock, and we've really tried to create what Christmas should be if you're a child and you want an awesome memory. So this is the Anderson Fire Department or Anderson Fire Protection District and the city partnering to bring an awesome event to the community.
And it's the third year in a row now. Just to remind everybody that it's not down in the Safeway Shopping Center where it was for many years.
No, it's in downtown Anderson now.
Exactly, with a tree standing in a parking lot and have no relevance to anything else going on. Now it's back down by the old fire department.
Exactly.
In downtown Anderson, right along the railroad tracks there that's all done up so nicely on that new street.
East Center Street. So we'll be closing that off early in the day to get things ready. But 4 o'clock this year, the new adventure that we're adding to it is the food trucks.
Exactly.
So Todd Franklin, we ought to talk about Todd a little bit. He will be bringing the food trucks to East Center Street at 4 o'clock, and I'll unveil one that I know is going to be there that's different from what he's had, and that'll be Dutch Bros.
Oh, wow.
So that'll be one, and look for some other food choices, but starting at 4 o'clock. And then at 5:30 sharp, we will start a lighted Christmas parade, and we'll have our lighted Christmas parade run, and of course, the last vehicle in that will have Santa on it, and that'll be on our historic antique fire engine, engine number one, I believe.
Uh-huh.
They will bring Santa in. We will light the Christmas tree, and then Santa will go inside the fire hall and be there until...
With his elf and...
Yeah, until every child has an opportunity to sit with Santa and give them their Christmas wishes. So, in addition to that, we'll have high school bands playing and choirs and Girl Scouts and all kinds of fun activities. There'll be kid activities. What Christmas should be in a community.
Absolutely. It's been marvelous and getting better every year.
You know, it's something I'm meaning to do, and if I get down there, I'm going to do it, is that Veterans Walk there off of
Veterans East Walk Center. Of Honor is on East Center Street also.
Yeah. You see it lit up at night. It looks gorgeous, but I haven't had a chance to get in there and look at it.
Well, you got to get there. We've put the red lights and all the trees in there right now for Christmas, and it really is an awesome memorial to our veterans and all they've given this country. It's not overly known, but it's a great feature in Anderson. The brainstorm idea of James Yarbrough, a council member at the time, and his committee, they've done a wonderful job with that and really is a fantastic memorial to our veterans.
Well, I'm excited to see the Christmas tree and brought back downtown. I want to thank Chief Weigel for being the instigator.
Absolutely.
In that whole thing. Rick Weigel, that was our fire chief here for a couple of years, and it kind of came about with some issues with the Christmas tree over in the other parking lot. And newcomers, sometimes newcomers can come into your community and see things that you've looked straight at and just aren't seeing.
Well, absolutely.
And his immediate reaction was, I just explain to me one more time why in the world the Christmas tree was ever over there anyway when you've got this beautiful live Christmas tree by your old fire station, why isn't that the Christmas tree for the community?
Well, not only that, we as a community have set up East Center Street to hold these kind of events.
Exactly.
And we should be enjoying that area. We've put a lot of time and investment into it through redevelopment back in the day. And
exactly.
Hey, what a better spot to do all
absolutely.
These things we're going to be doing.
I mean, you've got all those beautiful shops down there. Well, beautiful. Shops down there, but then you've got the county building and the
Gene Center,
the
Veterans Walk of Honor that Bob
Veterans
just
Walk
hit on.
Of Honor.
Brian Nickens has come in with NorCal Carpet and done an awesome job on the other end. So you know, Burrito Bandito on one end, NorCal Carpet on the other, and Brian's acquiring a little more property there and continues to improve the block,
and
just wonderful
to see. And those are coming along every, you know, the fronts. I know that ETC, the thrift store there that's run for the Frontier Senior Center, Linda has got that window just decorated for Christmas. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and it just looks marvelous along
there.
Well,
we're starting to see a little revitalization of downtown with Shasta Community Health building their big building downtown. Hopeful now that we have a group of people working in the area, that will help spur some of the coffee shop and sandwich shops and some of the other things you really want in your downtown. So it's great to see business coming back to downtown.
It absolutely makes me happy, because when I was there was when Farmers Market and everything and the whole thing started to move over to the shopping center. And there were a lot of us that just didn't think that was a great idea. Everybody did it, but I'm really excited to see downtown moving back downtown.
We all are. It's good for Anderson.
Yeah,
it's good for our downtown.
Makes you feel good. I was down at the thrift store yesterday, and when I came out, I just kind of looked up and down, and I went, you know, this is good. This is just good.
Yeah, and I think we're especially proud. You see lots of lights for Christmas in Anderson. We light the whole rail all the way between South Street and North Street. There's snowflakes on the fence there. All the ginkgo trees have lights in them. You'll see the Christmas tree lit Sunday night. So just an awesome time in Anderson.
Yeah, it is. It's lovely. It's good stuff. So, okay, so we're going to do that on this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Again, the food trucks will be there at 4 o'clock. And the parking, but recognize there's parking available clear over behind Ferry's Pharmacy.
Absolutely.
A big parking lot there. There's lots of parking down there, but you will have
to
walk.
So let's talk parking a little bit, because that comes up occasionally. So, yeah, you have the big lot behind Ferry's Pharmacy. Freeman and East Center will be closed for the parade, but think New Tech, huge parking lot right there.
Exactly.
And there's also just a lot of surface street parking directly east of the parade in that whole downtown area. Lots of surface street, lots of parking. That's not an issue. Very short walk to get into the festivals, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody. And no, this is always Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Always.
Christmas in Anderson.
Exactly. Always. So that's looking good, and we can't. We discussed already about the last night. And the other thing that you mentioned, and I thought was good, is in the our law enforcement agencies get together down here and support each other.
Absolutely.
Recently, I was at a function. I stopped at a function in Reading with Back of the Blue, which I won a raffle prize. They called me and said, "I have to go pick that up." But anyway, that was all of those programs. And when I was up there, I saw some of the people from Anderson supporting that. And then last night at Players Pizza, we had a lot of the people from the Reading Police Department who supported that.
Yeah, so great to see local law enforcement supporting each other at all the events. Back the Blue, and what Brian's doing there is fantastic for our law enforcement community. But it's always great to see agencies supporting other agencies in their endeavors.
And let's just update, because I'm always excited about the canine program that we have in the city of Anderson with those dogs. And so how I saw where I love the wording when they talk about the dogs that were Arrow.
Yeah, this weekend
he assisted the lady to the ground. I thought that was
I think Arrow assisted them getting out of the car and getting into the proper spot so they could be detained safely. Again, our canine officers add a whole element to the department and safety element to the department uniformed officer.
Exactly.
And so we're very proud to have three canines. We have Arrow, which is the famous one who had been sick and has recovered. We have Iroh, that's with Sergeant Haynes. And then we have Chance, that's with Officer Finch. And, of course, Arrow is with Officer Halligan. Three marvelous dogs that are a huge asset to our department. Both proactively and reactively, they're a great community asset. Arrow is this vicious officer protecting Officer Halligan in our department, but at the same time, we can take Arrow to the elementary school and talk about policing with our kids and have that interaction that an animal brings. And they're just a marvelous tool, and we're very proud of that program. Worked very hard to get it up and going, and I think we have a first-class canine program in the city of Anderson.
And with the support of the community, that has just gotten totally behind that on a regular basis and raising funds to make sure those...
Well, and that's an important point, Trish. It is the community that's making that possible. There's been countless fundraisers for the canines. This last summer, B&BRV stepped up, did a big canine fundraiser for us, and people don't realize the cost of the dog is only a small element. Those dogs, you know, they're high-drive dogs. They need a lot of equipment. There's a lot of training and certification that goes into this, and there's just a lot of daily cost in feeding and caring for those kind of animals every day.
So, a lot of upkeep.
Absolutely. Arrow has had a history of eating things he shouldn't. So, you know, Arrow's had quite a few surgeries keeping him healthy and up and going. But they are a great tool. We're very, very proud of that program.
Yeah, I had a Labrador that did that. I left that dog, but I did.
Walking stomach.
I miss him terribly, exactly. But boy, he was one of those really expensive pets.
Exactly. And in today's day and age of criminals and people that our officers encounter, nothing is more helpful than a dog.
Absolutely. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by our friends at North State Security since 1968. They work to give clients and community peace of mind and to help your home a safer, more enjoyable place to visit, work, and live. By being your business's or event's extra set of eyes and ears against suspicious activities, safety issues, and other hazards, the on-site officers and patrol drivers are Northern California's premier private security company. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. And KCNR time is 8:30. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kias, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
8:33, KCNR1460. It is 52 degrees, looking for a high of 66. Tonight's low, 51. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've got questions for the city manager of the city of Anderson or something you'd like to talk about that's going on in the South County, give us a call at 605-4567. Jeff and I have just been hitting some topics of interest to me and hopefully to you. You've got a city council meeting coming up tonight. Anything of interest on that agenda?
You know, tonight's a pretty light agenda, but one of the exciting things, and it's been a while since they've been there, we're getting a State of Jefferson update.
All right.
And so they're coming to the council and going to kind of talk about where they're at today. And it's actually been, it may be 2 years since they've been there. So kind of looking forward to that because they have made some progress.
Sure. And the city of Anderson has been one of those cities that's been supportive of their efforts and where they're going. And, you know, I think it's to put your head in the sand to say, oh, well, that'll never happen. My opinion, we recognize that, yeah, we very definitely have a problem. The state of California is too big to govern. It's held out on every law that is passed. You cannot pass a law that makes sense in the city of Los Angeles and also makes sense in Hayfork.
Well, we just saw that with the drought restrictions. There's no way what San Diego needed was the same thing the city of Anderson needed. But yet we had one rule that was broad-brushed across the state, which did nothing more than kill local landscape up here that we had sufficient water for.
That's exactly right. And we've fought this. We've dealt with it since day one. I can remember instances where I think my favorite story is right after I got on the board, the gangs were just starting up here. I spent the better part of once a week for I can't tell you how many months going to a gang task force meeting down in the city of in Sacramento. I was dedicated to it, thought surely, and we came up with this great piece of legislation, and we came up with money for communities for burgeoning gangs, Chicano gangs. And I went, but we don't have any Chicano gangs in Shasta County. I mean, that was my realization, is that you don't count up there. And they looked at me and said, well, yeah, but, I mean, that's Shasta County. So all of that effort and what have you, we didn't get a dime out of that funding, is my point. So I recognize we have an issue in the state of California. They've come up with what I think is a feasible solution. Long shot, maybe, but it could happen. And doing nothing is not going to ever change anything.
Well, I think
so. Why not explore it?
Absolutely. But as government, we need to listen to what our people are saying. Whether you agree with the state of Jefferson or not, they're raising a real issue. And so then how can we address those kind of issues? And that's a big statement here statewide. But there's a legitimate issue there. And you've just described some of those. And you know, how can we improve it? Because it does affect our quality of life up here.
Absolutely.
We also benefit from being a whole state. I can point out, you know, there's transportation and some things that are probably greatly subsidized as a whole. But, you know, their goal is really to make the place better.
Yeah.
And so taking the good points they have and seeing that come to fruition would be a good thing.
I always want to tell the state of Jefferson that I wish that they would stick to the state object and get rid of the the chemtrails and the vaccine issue as a side note. I think they would get more support if they would focus on the state issue, but that's just my opinion.
I think the bigger thing is people are pointing out, hey, there's a lot of issues and no one's listening.
I think, yeah, and maybe that's the case, exactly.
So we actually have quite a few presentations on the docket tonight. In fact, most of the council meeting is just that. We kind of went through our big item last night in the special meeting. So various things coming to council to be presented. I think State of Jefferson will be one of the big ones.
I think that's interesting. So I'm seeing all kinds of, jump quickly to another topic, and we'll probably talk about this a bit. I see all kinds of building going on in the city of Anderson.
I know. Isn't it great?
Great construction. Every time I go, I guess I don't pay a lot of attention, and a lot of these projects started while I was gone for a couple of months. And so walk me through town and tell me what all of those wonderful new buildings are.
So I think the one building that has sat and people are like, hey, when's it coming? We see signs, is our Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins. So that's the old Premier West building right there at North and I-5. So yes, Baskin Robbins, Dunkin' Donuts is still a go. But again, kind of like Tractor Supply did, they have a company that comes around, refurbishes and preps them all. We're in line, if you will, and I would expect early part of 2018, they'll show up. We've had the plans, the design reviews. There's nothing holding them up. It's just their contractor has to get to our town and that facility. So, again, Baskin-Robbins, Dunkin' Donuts, North Street, and the old Premier West building coming early 2018. Lots of inquiries about that, and they're doing some good stuff. There's going to be lots of parking. They're looking to get a lot of motorists off of I-5, including trucks even, to come in and have their products.
Absolutely.
So,
great, great location.
You know, think
and
about...
And what happens when you get people off the freeway, especially people that are traveling in RVs and motor... They spend money every place in your community.
It becomes right. Well, Dunkin' Donuts, for example, though, people travel location to location to get that product.
Yeah,
and so
there you go.
Now Anderson is a choice on the Dunkin' Donuts roadmap. So we're happy about that. And another ice cream shop in town, other than the parlor there, you know, and Rite Aid. So I guarantee we'll have hot weather, and ice cream's always a hit. So that's awesome. You know, if you've been on McMurray Drive lately, Anderson Family Fitness actually expanded out into the old Franklin Auto Parts. And, you know, good for them. It's they're the young couple running at the Frost are doing a great job,
yeah.
And we're excited with that.
Yeah, they're the son of Brad Frost, who started that many years
Chris
ago.
And Megan
are just a delightful young couple.
Absolutely. It's nice to see young business people in our community thriving. We need that.
The expansion is great, and I'm just real proud of both.
Well, it kind of goes to that whole theory you said about new people coming to town. They're running it different than maybe Dad did back in the day and thriving with it. So good for them.
Well, and I think it's great that the community of Anderson is showing that we're not stuck in our okay, we've always done it this way mode. And open to those new thoughts and practices, and it's proving very beneficial.
You
got to
know, I
citizen.
Hate that term. I hate we've always done it that way.
Yeah, but it nothing... hasn't worked out. So how's that worked out for you?
Well, there's good and bad with that, but nothing stays the same. Every day is different. You know, we grow old. I can't stay the same. So I think
we don't cop to that, Jeff.
I think, yeah, but we do have to look at what we're doing, and is there a better way to do it, whether it's with technology or more efficiently? And government's bad about, well, we've always done it this way, and we have to do it that way. Well, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But let's keep going around town. So the parlor, our little ice cream shop that opened next to Burrito Bandito, where you can get ice cream in the middle of a donut. Who would have thought? But it's very millennium-esque. It's that same group, I would say, that probably goes to the Dutch Bros Coffee. And it's young, it's hip, and doing well. You know, kale ice cream may not be my thing, but apparently it's somebody's thing. But, you know, to go get a churro and ice cream, just a different spin on traditional desserts. And they're doing well. And it's nice to see somewhere in Anderson with a line at 10 at night on a Sunday.
I was going to say, what's amazing, I haven't been in that shop yet.
Oh, you got to go. It's a fun experience.
I shouldn't. I usually end up going to those kind of places when my grandkids visit me. Then we check out all those new places. And then Dutch Bros always has a line around it.
Oh, Dutch Bros down in that little Arco AMPM center, along with the Best Little Sandwich Shop now, does an amazing business. You know, Chris and Aaron have brought that to town, and we're so thrilled. There's always a line there. But you know what? Dutch Bros has that customer service. And you just can't beat it. So
move across the street. We've got the grocery outlet that just went in the what used to be referred to as the factory stores.
So now it's Shasta Gateway.
Shasta Gateway.
So Rick and Gary have rebranded the outlets. It's more discount retailer based, but Dan and Ashley Gallagher have brought the grocery outlet to Anderson. Again, young couple, hardworking, and are just knocking it out of the park with grocery outlet. And not only are they doing that, they're involved in our community. I actually know you're going to see Dan and Ashley in the Christmas parade. So
fantastic.
Just love them joining in the community. You have to think we had a big food drive there last week, which they sponsored, and Angie Hawkins really helped orchestrate and has for years. Just great not only to see a new business, but involved in our community.
And I want to just give a shout out to them. We're going to be doing a function in December, between December and January. They're going to do a wine and cheese tasting out at the factory.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's going to benefit the Frontier Senior Center, which I'm really thrilled about.
Yeah.
And we have a caller on the line, a familiar name in this community. Clyde, welcome to KCNR's Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Clyde.
Hey, hi, Trish. I just wanted to mention another business in Anderson that's very unique, and people come from all over to do it. It's Rock and Ron's Media Music down there. I mean, he's expanded recently, but he's getting a real name. Well, he's famous. I have people coming to my store looking, and they just go nuts when I tell them about Media Music.
All right.
Well, and Rock and Ron, he's on East Center Street, right where we're going to be having the Christmas celebration, and Rock and Ron has all those old-time vinyl records and things that people are looking
Ron
for.
Ron is a class act, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Vinyl's a hot item right now, so...
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, Clyde, thanks. Of course, longtime Reading businessman and techie guy. Vinyl. Everybody thought Ron was nuts for hanging on to all those old vinyl records, and now people can't get enough of them because they shut down all the pressing plants. Sony's trying to put one back up. But, I got to get this.
Do you mean to say that the drawer in my entertainment center that everyone has complained about because you have to remove it with two very large men in order to move my entertainment center because it's loaded with vinyl is now
that might be the most valuable thing in your house, suddenly.
There you go.
Might have some value. Hey, if we have another caller. If we take him, then we can just go ahead and slide into our break.
Okay, fine. We'll go back to the phones then.
Ron, line two, welcome to KCNR.
Yes, good morning. I have a quick question. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, Ron.
What is your, say, an average price for building permits there in the city of Anderson just for a family to build a home? So that's my question. I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, thanks, Ron.
So, good question. I don't know the specific figures off the top of my head. We generally run a little bit less than our neighbors. But people need to know there's a lot of regulation that now comes in and building. And so we certainly have impact fees that affect traffic and water and sewer and things, parks that everybody has.
A lot of this stuff the state says thou shalt.
Right, and that's kind of where I'm going. People kind of look at the permit fees and think it's the driving cost of preventing, but your 2017 building code alone and the energy things that were put in that code have now caused construction to go to 2x6 exterior walls instead of 2x4. It's not for structural reasons. It's not for earthquake safety. It's to fit the required amount of insulation in a wall. And we're mandating you do this, regardless of how hot, cold you want your house. These are things, if you're going to build a house in California, don't necessarily affect the safety of the house, because I'm all for making houses safe, earthquake safe. I think we all are. But some of these other things, so now you have a 2x6 wall, and you put all this insulation in it, and then we slap a window in it.
And toilets that use half the water, and you have to flush them three times.
Well, it's not only that. Do you realize by the building code, if you change your water heater, one, you have to get a permit to change your water heater. And I have a little heartache with that. I believe if you can buy it at Home Depot, you shouldn't need a permit. But we're supposed to, by the code, then make sure you change out all the faucets in your house and shower heads to low flow. And again, I don't know that was what government was intended for.
Oh my gosh! So we'll bring this up on the other side. We're going to take a break, and then probably got a couple things to say about that.
KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio. It is 8:47, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Wellgate Sports Club, 1740 Eureka Way, a full-service sports club. Right now, a program called Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Kelling. Well, that keeps my wife Brenda busy. It's a unique saltwater pool facility that's available only at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Kelling is a certified professional water coach. Come experience exceptional every day at Wellgate Sports Club. They believe that self-care is the best health care. 768-1205 Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Cypress. Eureka Way at Court. I'll get it mapped out.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of the Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. I hope you're in the chat room at kcnr1460.com, or if you've got a question, give us a call at 605-4567. I've been visiting with the city manager from the city of Anderson this morning, Jeff Keiser, and we've just had some good conversations and got into my favorite subject, building permits and the absolute just unrealistic expectations of people. And I think that, and all you planners and building department people out there, just recognize this is my opinion, there's something they put in the water when you people go to school that lead you to believe that you want to think of many other ways that you could make it more difficult for some people to accomplish something. I don't know what that is. I've asked the question a couple of times, why do we do that? And the answer so often is because I can. And that's not a good answer.
Well, there's certainly an agenda driven.
I like the mindset that I constantly talk about that appears to be in the city of Anderson. And that is, how can we make you successful in what you want to do? Keep your building safe. Keep your building so that it doesn't break any, you know, we want it safe, absolutely.
Well, take advantage of things we've learned in history.
Exactly.
You know, make our building stable for earthquake, do those kind of things. But I'm here to tell you, there's some things coming on the energy side that are going to be shoved to us, whether you're required to have solar on a new house or it's upping insulation, low flow water. You know, we just had to pass a landscape ordinance to comply with state law. Goes into how many square feet of lawn you can have, various things that have always been a personal choice. Now you have some...
Too much government.
Yeah, well...
Too much government.
Government involved in things that we were never intended to be involved in.
Government was not created to be all things to all people, nor should it be. That was my motto, my Soroptimist motto for many, many years.
So, Anderson, I preach on a daily basis, government is here to provide one, really two things, public safety and infrastructure. Those are things government can do well. We can keep our hands around it, but we weren't intended to be doing some of these other things. And so take it back to what are our core services. Provide that customer service. Don't just tell somebody, you know, no, you can't do that. Here's how you can do it. Here's somebody who's just completed that. When you get into this 27 building code, it is complicated. There's all these calculations and a whole nother plan sheet. All these things these builders have to do now to build a building for you. But at least we can try and help. Establish that and who you can talk to and get there. It is a challenge, Trish.
Oh, I this was one of the areas that I spent the most time on in my 20 years of government service, and the most frustrating because there is absolutely no common sense, no reason.
Well, I'll give you a really good example.
So many
this is kind of my soapbox right now. Again, we like infrastructure. We have a lot of area in Anderson that when we incorporated in 56 didn't have sidewalk. That issue still exists today.
I know. I live in one of those neighborhoods.
Right. So basic infrastructure. It's very hard anymore to get grant funds or money to build sidewalk, but we very easily can get a poster board that says rethink your drink. And you know, it's just we're a little askew.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely. But again, government should be there to provide just what you said. I'm encouraged. I don't know whether it, my opinion. I think that we're going to see some things in the next 2 or 3 years at the federal level that are going to certainly help some of those situations we're in.
Hopefully, right it back towards center a little bit.
I think so, and I think that's it. The pendulum always goes. I think that when I talk to business people, people that are impacted with a lot of the federal laws that have been very onerous over the last few years, there's a lot of things going away that are making it easier for our business people to live. I think certainly the economy, the index is going up, the stock market is going up, and not artificially aided at this point as
exactly.
It did for many years. Is it going to crash? I think there's no question about it because you got 8 years of artificial, I'm not going to say that, where they put in money backed up by the Fed, and so that's got to eventually right itself. Having said that, I do believe that the growth that's going on now is quite frankly because of good economics and retrust back in the United States.
Absolutely. Hey, so let's hit on real quick because we're about out of time here with me.
Uh-huh.
Back behind Walmart, two subdivisions going strong. Brian Walker with the Pleasant Hill subdivision, great quality house, high amenity. And then what used to be called the Vineyards, now called Skyview. Craig Lund is doing that. Never been more homes under construction at one time than there is now. And I got to tell you,
these are quality homes. These are not
high-end homes.
These are not low-income housing, which is what Anderson built forever.
Right. And and they have some of the best views in all of Shasta County. You got to check that out. So right across the street, though, from ARCO AMPM Dutch Bros is another empty piece. So the guy who's doing Skyview, that's his commercial piece of property, and he's starting to get some letters of intent for some good things down there. So 2018 is kind of an exciting time in Anderson, and more new things coming our way.
Downtown next to Owens.
Yeah.
That's
Shasta Community Health. New building going up. So if you drive down North Street, you can just kind of look to your left there at East Street. Massive building. Going to create lots of employment and lots of other opportunities in downtown Anderson.
For some of us that have been there a long time, that is probably the most exciting block to be looking at. When I first moved there, there was an active farmer's market. There was all kinds of fun stuff in that center. We used to hold a lot of Chamber of Commerce functions. It was very sad when that whole complex kind of went away. The new front of that store is there. I know it's at Owens, and the things that are along in there are putting up new signs.
Yeah, all new facade.
That's looking, every time I go by, that makes me smile.
Investing in our community, and we've had a lot of that. Players Pizza, who we talked about hosting the event last night. What Penny and her family has done with that for the community is awesome. We love our local people doing local things and not just moving their business somewhere else, but putting that investment back in the existing infrastructure.
I think it's marvelous to see some of those storefronts starting to take on new life and people. And as you indicate, young businesses coming in. It's not a lot of chains and stuff with some newer players and kids that are coming in. I think it's great.
Next generation is here and helping make our town go forward. But last shout out here, though, Christmas in Anderson this week, Sunday, starts at 4 o'clock with food trucks, lighted Christmas parade, 5:30, and it's free to enter. Give us a call at Parks and Rec if you're interested. It's what a small town community Christmas should be.
And I want to just point out in this last minute that we've got before we go, it is Thanksgiving week. We have so much to be thankful for. I think we focus so many times on the negatives, and I try to wake up every morning and say, you know, let me do this day the best I can. We have so many blessings and so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the opportunity to do this show with Carl and Linda and be a part of this community, and I wish all of you out there a really happy Thanksgiving. We won't be here on a regular Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving and a holy Thanksgiving to all of you and a great holiday season to come. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's and
absolutely
all of that.
And you need to know, I'm very thankful to be the city manager in Anderson. Great place, great employees, and I think we're doing good things, and I think Anderson is the place to watch. We've got a lot coming up.
Think all day about being thankful.
And we're coming up on 9 o'clock with Town Hall News, Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Won't be turned around. And out.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Longtime Michigan Congressman John Conyers is denying reports of secret settlements of sexual harassment allegations.
In a statement, the 88-year-old Michigan Congressman denies settlements and says he knows nothing of the claims. The denials follow a report in BuzzFeed that Conyers paid $27,000 to settle a complaint 2 years ago from a woman claiming she was fired from his staff because she rejected his sexual advances. BuzzFeed also published affidavits from two other staff members who said they witnessed Conyers touching staffers.